A group of international scientists have made a discovery that could potentially change the way patients with mood disorders are treated, depending on their genetic makeup. The research, which was co-authored by Australians, was particularly looking at lithium, long the go-to drug in the treatment of bipolar disorder and some depression. They found genetic markers that may determine which patients will respond to the drug, as Imogen Brennan reports.
Bipolar is a mood disorder which, in severe cases, presents as manic depression, extreme highs, or psychotic experiences. It can cause people to be suicidal. The mental health organisation Sane Australia says about 1 in 50 people will develop bipolar at some point in their lives. The University of New South Wales head of psychiatry is Scientia Professor Philip Mitchell.
Bipolar disorder is a very difficult condition to treat. When you get the treatment correct, though, it can just make an enormous difference to people's lives. The most effective treatment that we have is lithium, and that's an old treatment, in fact discovered by an Australian over 50 years ago.
The problem is that despite being the most effective bipolar treatment available, lithium only works for about a third of the people who take it.
Another third do partially well, a third just don't respond at all. So it's a condition which is important to treat both acutely, it's very disruptive, and also over time it's recurrent, so people have repeated episodes of manic highs and depressed lows, which really damage people's lives.
Professor Mitchell was one of the co-authors of a study published in the Lancet Journal today. It was a collaboration between researchers all over the world from the International Consortium on Lithium Genetics. They wanted to figure out whether a patient's genetic makeup determines how they respond to lithium.
There's been growing evidence that the response to lithium appears to run in families, you know, which has suggested to people that there are probably genetic determinants of who benefits from lithium. We looked at a large population around the world. This was just an enormous undertaking. We went across 22 countries, originally over 3,000 patients.
The University of New South Wales Professor Peter Schofield is from Neurosciences Research Australia. He also co-authored the report.
The conclusion of the study was that we did identify two genes that are involved in broader gene expression regulation, particularly in the brain, that indicate a positive response to lithium. And so that's really the sort of the exciting outcome.
The scientists hope that potentially doctors might one day be able to tailor treatment of disorders to a person's particular genetic makeup. The University of New South Wales head of psychiatry, Professor Philip Mitchell again.
The significance of the finding is really dramatic at two levels. One is it's a very important scientific breakthrough. But in terms of the clinical practice of the real world, if this finding can be replicated and found in other groups, then that really points to using genetic markers like this in clinical practice, which would revolutionise our treatment of bipolar disorder.
The study to this point has taken about 6 years and it received little funding. Professor Peter Schofield from Neurosciences Research Australia says the next stage, progressing from this discovery, is likely to take some time.
It's certainly, unfortunately, not a tomorrow thing. I think, like all of these studies, we need to go and replicate and particularly do it prospectively. And having got this exciting result of finding some genes that are associated with positive response, you know, we're now in this fantastic position of being able to follow that up to show that that really can be used in a productive way. That is, sadly, more studies. But importantly, more than 50, nearly 60 years since lithium was first discovered, we're actually making some headway into how we might be able to use it even more effectively and efficiently. And that's pretty exciting.
Professor Peter Schofield speaking there to Imogen Brennan.